Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Kuf Nun, Shabbos 150a, pagination, page 299. Starting from the Mishnah, which is on the sixth line of the page. Lo yiskor adam po'alim b'Shabbos. A person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. This gets into the entire discussion of what you're allowed to do or say on Shabbos. And hiring workers would be a violation, not of one of the 39 categories, but a violation of mimitzo cheftzecha v'daber davar, involved with your endeavors and speaking in the way that one speaks during the week. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'lo yomar adam lachaveiro, and also you're not allowed to tell your friend liskar lo po'alim to hire workers for you. So the question over here, of course, is, if you're not allowed to do it, to hire workers, so of course you're not allowed to ask your friend to hire workers for you. Why would your friend be different? If the friend over here is referring to a non-Jew, so it's a question of Amira La'akum, you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And if it's a Jew, then certainly he's in the same mitzvah as you are. How could he possibly do something that you're not allowed to do? So the Gemara explains that this statement that you're not allowed to tell your friend to hire workers is worded in a way to actually cause an inference, which is that you're not allowed to tell your friend to hire workers, but you are allowed to tell your friend Hanire shetamod imi lo erev. Do you think that you could join me in the evening? Meaning, in the evening, I'm going to want to strike a deal with you. But right now, I'm not discussing that deal, and I'm not verbalizing that fact. What you're not allowed to do, the Mishnah says, is actually hire, or ask him to hire. But if you were simply saying, let's meet up after Shabbos and talk, that you would be allowed to do. Now, the Gemara, as the Amud progresses, develops different cases and clarifies whether this restriction applies to these cases or not. So since the Pasuk that expresses this prohibition expresses it as mimitzo cheftzecha v'daber davar, from doing your deeds and speech, so we learn dibur asur hirhur mutter. Speech is prohibited, but thinking would actually be permitted. If a person thinks about the business issues, as we'll see, it's really not proper, and a person should be as if everything is completed before Shabbos, and on Shabbos should make as if everything is totally done and nothing needs to be attended to of the weekday pursuits. But actually, as long as he doesn't speak about it, technically he's not in violation. Hirur mutter, thinking is permitted. Now, another thing that we learn out of this pasuk, towards the bottom of the Amud, is that mimtso cheftzecha v'daber davar. Your endeavors and speaking about them, meaning your business pursuits, that's what's prohibited. But if it's cheftze shamayim, if it's a mitzvah, so then it would be permitted even on Shabbos. The quote over here is about 13 lines from the bottom. The beginning of a line, Omer Rav Yechanan, Mefakchem Bikuach Nefesh Bikuach Rabim B'Shabbos, you're allowed to take care of public endeavors on Shabbos. Hochem Levatek Neosios Lefakech Aliske Rabim B'Shabbos, and Hochem Letartios Ulekarkusaos, you're allowed to even go to theaters, to circuses, I don't know who you're going to admit this to, but if the only way to plead the case for the Jewish community is to meet up with the non-Jewish official on his Saturday recreation, so the Gemara says that you would not be in violation of Mimtzo Cheptzach HaVedaber Dover, because your entire purpose of being there is Lefakeach Aliskei Rabin B'Shabbos, to attend to the needs of the public, and you're doing it as a mitzvah, and I guess you're not allowed to turn your face and see the entertainment. You totally pay attention to your thing, but theoretically such a thing would be permitted. It's not a violation of this pasuk. Meshadchem alatinokos to do shiduchem, matchmaking on Shabbos. Tinok lelamdo sefer, a youth to teach him. Even lelamdo umnas, to teach him a trade, to see who you're going to apprentice him to, is also considered a mitzvah, because it's your responsibility, so that he should not be stuck without a livelihood. And as the expression goes, if you don't teach him a livelihood, melamdo listis, it's like teaching him to cheat, because he has no other way to sustain himself, so therefore it's also considered a mitzvah. The Gemara, as we turn over to the second side of the page, mentions that there's something called cheshbonos shel mabekach, cheshbonos that have no relevance. So that, for example, how much they paid to buy Manhattan Island from the Indians. These are numbers that are meaningless. They don't mean anything today. They have no value. And that would be permitted to say if that brings him joy. We could question if that's productive speech or not, but in terms of human interest, it makes conversation. Ripley's Believe It or Not. So that's Devarim Shel Ma Bekach. In contrast, if a person mentions what he's paying for his workers by way of calculation, he has to figure out how much he paid, how much he's going to pay, and he's all into the calculation, that's forbidden to speak on Shabbos. Whereas, if there was some old piece of information, like how much we paid for camp in 1964, so being that we're so many years from then, it has no relevance, and it would fall into the Devarim Shel Ma Bekach, irrelevant pieces of information, which would be permitted to speak about on Shabbos. So you have, even in a person's own personal life, if it's far enough away from the event, it could be that it's permitted. One final thought. The Gemara here, going back to a theme that we mentioned, that even if it's permitted, thinking about something, for example, even if it's permitted, but it's not necessarily advisable, in the words of the Mechilta, you should be as if there's no work to be done on Shabbos, not even to think about it. So the Gemara says, Maisa b'chosed echod, it's about 11 lines down from the top. There was a story of a righteous person, shenifritz alo peretz besoch sadehu, that a breach occurred in the fence of his field, v'nimlach aleha legodra, and he thought on Shabbos that he's going to fence it in. After Shabbos, he'll fence it in. V'nizgar she Shabbos hu. And as soon as he had the thought, I think I should fence it in, he realized it's Shabbos, I shouldn't be thinking that type of thing. V'nimna osa chosed v'lo godra, and he decided to restrain himself and not to build the fence back up. V'nasa lo neis, and the Gemara records it, a miracle occurred. V'osa lo tzlaf, and a special type of bush grew right in that spot. And he became very wealthy. They translate it as the caper bush. Some sort of bush that has many fruits, three types of things to harvest from it. And he became wealthy as a result. And the Gemara sees this clearly as him acting in a proper, righteous way, that even though the thought crossed his mind on Shabbos, he's technically allowed to act upon it after Shabbos, but he decided not to, and Hashem rewarded him for his high standards of observing the sanctity of Shabbos. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining. Have a great day.